Good morning. It's so good to see you. I'd like to welcome you this morning, and we welcome babies today to church. We welcome baby Marcos, and we still have two more to go. So be patient. Today, at the end of the liturgy, the children will carry icon and we'll go around the church. منشيل الأوان اليوم نعمل زياع. Because today is Sunday of Orthodoxy. But I'd like to welcome Nick and Virginia all the way from Florida. And if you happen to be here for the first time, أهلا وسهلا, we welcome you. We're honored to have Dr. Talal Fakhouri with us from Washington. Dr. Talal Fakhouri of the Center of the Disease Central in Washington, D.C. We're proud of you, and we welcome you to our Holy Church. I welcome the Sahli and the Salah family and the Ansara family and the Leon family who came this morning to pray for their loved one. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, one God, come and see. تعال وانظر. What are you looking for? What are you looking for? Today, most of us, and especially young people, are obsessed with their iPhone and games and social media. And I wonder, what do they see? This Sunday marked the first Sunday of our Great Lent. أول أحد بالصيام. Why? Today is a time of reflection, celebration, and renewal of prayer. It also marked the restoration, bringing back the holy icon. Some 1300 years ago, after 100 years, the icon been removed from the church. In the gospel is the roadmap to salvation. But not everyone look at the gospel to see their GPS. They use their GPS to take them to the wrong places. Saint John tells us how delighted was Jesus to call Philip. Philip من صيدا. And he called him, he said, come and follow me. And he saw Andrew, and Peter. And he said, come and follow me, and I'll give you the true GPS in life that will lead you to great joy. Philip was so excited. He had a good friend. And good friend lead you to good things. Bad friend lead you to destruction. And we have plenty around of bad friend. Philip has a good friend named Nathaniel. He went and said, Nathaniel, we have found all what the prophet says. Everything we've been waiting for thousands of years. And Nathaniel said, what did you find? He said, we found Yeshua al-Nasri, Jesus of Nazareth, our Savior. Our Savior. So he said, where? And Philip said, Ta, come, and I'll lead you. How often we remind our friend and take them to church and say to them, come and see. How often we take life for granted, knowing that this church will always be there for us, even though we do not participate, we do not come, and we do not are not active. We all take life for granted. And how often we look in the wrong places to find what we think makes us happy in life. What makes you happy? Couple today are looking in the wrong places to be happy. Young kids looking in the wrong places to be happy. Elderly, parents and grandparents. How often we look in the wrong places to be happy. Those who are not happy to begin with will meet people who are also not happy. بيقولوا بالعربي إن الطيور على أشكالها تقع. Bird of the same feather flock together. Because misery loves company. You find another person who's miserable like you, and you think you find something good. People who are not happy are happy one day and sad another day. One day they like the priest, another day don't like the priest. One day they like their neighbor, another day they don't like their neighbor. People who are not happy live for the weekend, because in the weekend you're gonna celebrate. People who are not happy, they keep themselves distracted all the time, convincing themselves that they will be happy if they win the lottery, if their wife will speak to them again, if my husband is kind to me again, if my children will pay attention to me again. But don't wait for that. You speak first. Otherwise, you're never going to be happy. My dearly beloved, you and I have inherited the greatest treasure of all. You inherited the greatest joy of all. You have everything that God made you to be complete at all. All what you need is in you. And where is you? It is the church. You are the church. And when you're not in the church, you're looking for something else. You are the church. Come and see. Jesus Christ makes and he knows our path of life. In him there are all the fullness of joy, and his delight and his right hand are pleasure forever. Come and see. What do you see on the wall? People are mesmerized that we have pictures. These are not pictures. These are the gospel in living color. They're there to remind you why you were created. They're there to remind you to be in church on Sunday. They are there to remind you that Jesus became one of us and walked among us. Come and see. Come and see the truth of what makes life meaningful in our own church. The fellowship, the prayer, the worship around these holy icons. And when you come to church, you walk with Christ who says, come, come and see. I have loved you. I have carved you in the palm of my hand. I know you, even if you forgot me. That's the holy icon. We will carry the icon in a little while. We lift them up. And we are to confess what we were once again. Once again, what the prophet beheld, what the apostle taught, and what the church recorded. All for our what? For our life. So when we're born, we're baptized. And when we grow up, we take communion. And when we get married, we're blessed. And when we leave this earth, Jesus would say, take my hand and I'll take you to a better place. And that's what we do for memorial. And God in return will breathe in us a new breath of life. So today, as you carry the icon from the wall, and the kids will carry the icon, all of us, in order to do what? To honor Christ and his saint. This can only have meaning if we raise the icon with our own hand and leave darkened heart, filled with grudges, filled with non-repentance behind. I truly believe if we learn how to forgive when we look at this icon, Christ forgive us and give us a new life. He will raise us up even when we're sad to Mount Tabor and we hear people say, Lord, it's good here to be here. And God will say to you, you and you and you are my beloved child. What are we to do? What are we gonna do 20 years from now? 50 years from now? We cannot live as another day knowing that there's no use for us. We cannot. We begin in our family. We begin to ask father and mother, sons and daughter, to learn that as they make the sign of the cross and kiss the icon, you are to remember what Jesus said, to love one another, to forgive one another. This is what Orthodoxy Sunday means. Our home, many of us decorate the home with the wrong stuff. Home can be a shack if there is faith. In a shack, there is happiness. And you can live in a palace and feel as you live in prison. What do you decorate your home with? Well, my home is decorated first with icon. Because when I look at the icon, I see myself. I see my family. I see the pictures of my children and grandchildren. When I look at the icon, I recall the founding fathers and mother, your parents and grandparents who work and build this church for you. So furniture is needed, and we need furniture. We need jewelry. We need a lot of good stuff. But fathers and mother, sons and daughter, you are priceless. You are the apple in God's eyes. You are to have possession of what God wants you to have, a holy icon. And where is our holy icon? Wayne Luan, the holy icon is you, and you, and you, because in you I see God coming to me and says, you are loved today, tomorrow, and forever. So my dearly beloved, let us not lose our treasure. Our people died to preserve this icon for you. Our people dying today for being a Christian, for wearing a cross, for making the sign of the cross. What are we living for? Today I ask you to take your faith seriously, to take your life seriously. Today I want you to bring the icon from the wall and place it in your heart, so Christ will always say to you, come, come and see. He's the one who gives us life. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.